שלום ילדים בכיתה 3, אני המורה ראיה. This week's homework is all about questions and answers. The first question is, מי אתה? Who are you? You for a boy, you for a man. And the bottom question is, מי את? Who are you? So let's read the top one. The question is, מי אתה? And you have three different answers, but we need to look at the picture. Top answer, אני אבא של רם. I am the dad of Ram. Shel is of. We can see in the picture, Ram is not in the picture, so we have a little bit of a clue. Second option, אני סבא של נירה. Now the man in the picture doesn't look old enough to be סבא, so we have another clue. Let's read the third sentence, אני אבא של נירה. And this is the correct answer because Nira here in the picture with her dad, with Abba. So what I want you to do in the lines at the bottom of the picture is to write mi ata and then to write the answer. Ani Abba shel Nira. Bottom picture. Mi at, who are you? Three options. Ani ima shel Nira. Second sentence. Ani savta shel Nira. Third one, אני אמא של סבא. I'm the mom of grandpa. So write the question under the picture, מי את, and choose the correct answer according to the picture and write it down all lovely in script. Now let's have a look at the bottom of the page. At the bottom of the page, we're practicing the verb to live. As in Ivrit, we have a verb for a boy, a verb for a girl, a verb for a man, a verb for a woman. A verb for many boys and a verb for many girls. So this time it's only for one girl and one boy, or one woman and one man. Okay, so let's look at the first one. Ram Birushalayim. Ram is a boy. And if we want to say Ram lives in Yerushalayim, we need to say Ram gar Birushalayim. Nira, second one, gara beIsrael. Hamora, Mora is a lady teacher. Mora is a man teacher. In here we have Hamora. Hamora gara betel aviv. And the bottom sentence, Saba gar beashdod. What I suggest you do to make your Ivrit better is to read the whole page with your answers from top to bottom a few times. Then your Ivrit will get better and better. Toda for listening and keep on practicing. Shalom!